Just a few halachot in the laws of shechenim, in the laws of neighbors. Maran discusses at length in Hoshen Mishpat, Siman Kuf Nun Vav, some things that neighbors are allowed to do and not allowed to do. One of the rules that Maran proposes there is that on a person's private property, he's allowed to do anything that would be considered normal and standard actions. But things that are not considered standard or normal, if it's going to disrupt the neighbors, so even if you're doing it on private property, it is going to be asur. So the question was asked in the halakha. The case was, it was right before Sukkot, the night before Sukkot, and one of the neighbors had neglected to put up his sukkah. He has an option to put it up the next day, Erev Yom Tov, in the day. But he wants to go to work. So he wants to put it up at night. And he wants to put it up late at night when he comes home from work, 11 or 12 o'clock at night. So the question is he allowed to go on his private property, in his backyard, bang, and bring out the skak, and bring out the panels, etc., and make a substantial amount of noise to affect the neighbor's sleep? Now, even though the Taz over there says that if you're doing a mitzvah on your property, it's different. For example, if you have a Talmud Torah on your private property, even though it might affect the neighbors, it's a mitzvah. However, sukkah, to build a sukkah, is not a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to sit in the sukkah. And therefore, even according to the Taz, that would be not considered standard behavior at 12 o'clock at night to start banging nails and banging panels and putting skach on, and therefore would be a problem of gezel shina. You'd be waking up the neighbors and they would have a right to stop you. For that matter, there was a case of a fellow on one block. On his property, he would feed all the cats. On his property, he would put milk on his property. Now all the cats would come on his property in the neighborhood. Now all the other neighbors, they couldn't walk in the street. They walk in the street, there's cats running all around. The guy's claim was, it's on my property. What do you want from me? I'm feeding the cats. I'm not bothering anybody. But the halakha says that's not normal behavior on private property to bring all the cats in the neighborhood and give them saudah, especially when it's impacting everybody else. So according to the halakha, they told him, he must stop that practice. Last but not least, we can question, and I leave this in a question, our practice of having alarms on our homes, especially when we go away. A lot of times these alarms are very sensitive, or whether they're car alarms as well, and they go off. Now they go off in the middle of the night, and if we're not in town to shut them, it can be very disturbing for the neighbors, and chas v'shalom, we could be transgressing the issur of gezel shena. We're stealing from their sleep. Halakha says that the worst form of stealing is stealing sleep, because it can never be returned. Money you could return, but time is non-refundable. And therefore, one should be very careful as a neighbor to be careful. Just because it's your private property doesn't mean that you can do anything on the property, especially when it's going to have a negative effect on the neighbors around you.